Malat told his audience first about his background. He is Tlingit and was raised in the small southeast village of Yakutat. He attended boarding school in Sitka because there was no high school in Yakutat at the time. He talked about what he learned growing up.
The value of educational opportunity, the need for folks to themselves become engaged in order to build community. The realization that Alaska was an incredibly diverse place, very, very different from one part of this immense land to another.
Malat says he thinks gubernatorial leadership in the last decade has withdrawn from the voices of Alaskans, and in turn, Alaskans have become apathetic with the government.
I want to take back Alaska from the path we're on, to be able to say and work with Alaskans across the state and say, your voice will be heard.
Malat emphasized a few areas he wants to reform. He wants to lower energy costs, improve the public education system, and strengthen the economy. Malat says he would vote to repeal Senate Bill 21, the oil tax structure passed by Governor Sean Parnell, because he doesn't feel Alaskans were able to have a voice in that bill. When an audience member asked about the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare,
well, with regard to Medicaid expansion, it's the first act that I will take.
Would be
to allow for Medicaid expansion in Alaska.
Another first step, to appoint an official to work on solutions to lowering energy costs in the state. Those were some of the only specific actions Malat says he would take as governor. On education, he says he would want to create a process that involved more public input.
You can't leave a voice that wants to be heard on any subject out, because it begins to corrode the entire process.
Malat is running in the primary election for the Democratic nomination. That election is August 19th. If he wins, he'll face the Republican nominee and independent candidate Bill Walker. While in Ketchikan, Malat planned to meet with the borough manager, school superintendent, and Vigor Industrial Shipyard representatives. In Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.